Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war. When we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth.
Ready. It's that all-time creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
What's up?
We back once again.
Yes, we are. Rain, sleet, or snow. It's snowing out here.
It must be a big thing because this. Look, the temperature have dropped dramatically in Dallas, Texas. We are, man, it is cold. It is cold.
Well, it's snow.
What is Chicago looking like? Let's go with that. Before we do anything, I gotta say this, okay? The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, any other entity. And that is what's up.
That's what's up, J2.
That's
yeah,
what's up.
It's just like a little,
tell me about it, man.
Snow.
What is going on?
It's just snow. Well, you know, before I, you know, I wander, my mind wanders because I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. I go around and around.
Okay, you're a traveler. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Really, real quick, let me shout out Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio,
providing us
this
platform, you know, and the folks at the Air Force Base, Army Base,
yes.
The Naval Base, folks that are
Reserve.
Around the world that listen to us. Thank
yeah.
you so much. Thank you for your service. We do appreciate it. And especially y'all out there in China, I'm noticing there are lots of listeners in China. So
all
on
right,
that
China,
note,
we
do you know what
playing.
Time it is? Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know?
What time is it? What time is it?
Do you know
it's
what
time for the country
is?
Count.
Hey, it's time for the country count. It's time for the country count. Let's go.
Wait, what time it is? Hold on.
It's time for the country count. Let's go.
Yeah, it's time for the country count. Hey, it's time for the country count. Let's go. It's time for the country count. It's time for the country count. Hey, it's time for the country count. It's time for the country count. Let's go.
All right, y'all. We just want to give thanks to all those folks out in all these various countries that listen to us. And I wish I could say Merry Christmas in different languages.
15 different languages.
I can say that, but I don't have that much to, I feel bad. But in the meantime.
It's okay. Look, they know what Merry Christmas is now. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby. Shout out to Australia.
Australia's.
New Zealand.
What's up, baby?
Japan.
Hey, I love you out there, man. Merry Christmas.
Brazil.
Feliz Navidad.
Peru. You was about to break that down. I did say China already, didn't I?
We gonna give love to China again.
Germany. Now I think they practice something like Christmas. We do that. Y'all do that in Dallas. Well, we'll talk about
what's that.
Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Canada.
Canada's. What's up, man?
South Africa. Zimbabwe. Tanzania.
Uganda, Wakanda forever, baby.
Okay. Who else?
Argentina.
India.
Romania.
The UK.
UK, all day.
All right. Netherlands. Finland. Croatia.
And oh, man, they did good in it. Okay.
United States of America.
South America. We love y'all. Merry Christmas. Woo! We made it.
You know what, J2? Before we go any further, I'm doing this right now because it was brought to my attention last week that big ups to 2G's. Mr. K.A. Psy, Phi Nu Pi.
Come on now.
Merry Christmas.
No.
Okay. Merry Christmas, baby. So, yes, I had to. I had to say it.
You had to go and get some love out to Jesus. I want to give out some, love out. Go ahead.
Jesus Mike with me today.
Okay, okay.
So I would have been able to, that would have been a little more up close and personal.
Right.
And you know
what I'm talking about.
Okay. I am having a hot flash right now. So I am. Well, I have all these clothes on. I look like I'm in the Alps somewhere with ski cap with a ball on the top of it and my house coat and my lamb's wool house shoes. She's wearing house shoes. So and a sweater.
And what they wearing?
So
what they wearing?
That's what I'm wearing. That I'm hot. I'm hot. Hey, on the down note, I told you that.
Don't get too hot now. Donna, take it. I'll go ahead. It's getting hot in here. You know what Nelly said.
Wait. We'll put it out there to 2 G's, Mr. Five New Pie.
2 G's.
Noob.
My
yes,
brother.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I got a little shout out. I want to give a shout out to the Line of Judah,
aka
Miss Sandra. The Line of Judah. Hey, thank y'all very much for y'all support and stuff. And I just want y'all to know that we here for you. The Line of Judah by Miss Sandra. Okay.
Ms.
You can find us up on eBay. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. Cool deal. That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Hey, you know what?
Yes.
On a more somber note, I had said that these past 2 weeks, I'm just trying to be very happy and stay in the holiday spirit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I do have to say this one thing because we lost a really good friend of ours.
Okay, come on.
And I'm going to try not to cry because one thing about this gentleman, he never changed towards me. And even during my days at Radio 1, yes, I said it, he never changed towards me. Well, Tony B in Dallas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony B.
Yeah, 94.5 K-Soul. Did the call letters change or are they still the same? K-Soul still the same?
They said, I believe they're still the same because, I listened to it the other day. Yes.
Well, he passed. And
it
hit me hard this morning. It really did, y'all, because Tony was such a nice man and he's always treated me nice.
Okay.
I think he and I suffer from the same problem. I think so. I think he not only has had kidney problems, I think he may have, I'm not sure, have had what else? He might be diabetic. I'm not diabetic. But I think he may have been diabetic.
That's a difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
it's crazy when I listen to
some
of
the songs.
Yeah, it sure is. So,
anyways,
let's get to a more happier note. Please rest in peace, Tony B. And
rest in peace. Love and condolences to the family during this holiday. May God bless y'all, man. You know it's that season for the reason for the season. We know the reason
for
the season.
And that's
let's get to that.
On a more happier note.
Okay.
Really quick. Guess whose birthday it is?
I don't know. Let's surprise him. Y'all ready? Whose birthday is it today?
It's Samuel L. Jackson. Okay, so the funny thing about this is, when you look at social media stuff and you click on like it, like I like it, ooh, I like that,
Yeah. You might just not
people
even think you just might put
see
I like
that.
It. Boom. Right.
People can
right.
actually see that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that he liked it. Yeah.
Because he was liking certain types of places or people often, quite frequently, I should say, he
okay.
started trending. And all this was like today or yesterday on his birthday. Is it yesterday or today on his birthday? He was trending
yeah.
because.
Anyway, happy birthday, Samuel Hill. I love
yeah,
you, my man.
Yeah, happy birthday.
He stay out of the trouble. He stay out of trouble now.
Yeah, but a booty everywhere. He was liking porn sites.
Oh, man, you know what? The man can like what he wants to, man. You know, Samuel, you know, he's been Samuel
like
ever since I knew him.
No, I'm not saying that he can't like it. What I am saying is, you know, it's just, we just know. He like booty. Well, he like, I
of
shouldn't say booty.
Do. Old man,
I
now.
Shouldn't say booty. He just likes.
I said booty. No, like that
no,
kind
no,
of
booty,
but you know.
Because people might miss
yeah. We're not
going to
slander
booty.
Your name, fam. I love you, bro. I'm talking about you've been constant in the movie arena, Sam. And I love you. I would love to work with you in the movie one day. Ain't nobody can say motherfucker like Samuel L. Jackson. You motherfucker. Nobody can ever say
right. Really. Really.
Right. But get him and leave the man alone, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's tell the public, leave Samuel alone. If you want to look at a little something, I mean, you deserve it. It's his birthday.
Well, I really don't think anybody cares. Just some nut went and researched it, and that's what they got. Well, you look your fine.
Samuel liking booty shots. Okay, come on. Who don't?
Probably
went to the strip club and come home till like 5 in the morning.
Okay. All right, my friend. We'll be right back.
All right, now.
That's what's up.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's beneath y'all. This is not so that blue. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business. It's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. This Christmas, and as I look around,
love this time of the year. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back, y'all.
I know.
It is cold outside.
You know what this is right now.
Oh, my goodness. It's 14 degrees outside. Oh, my God. It's bone chilling for the South.
Right.
We got snow flurries in Garland.
Well, I'm nice and snuggy. And I made this treat.
Yes,
this
I wanted
afternoon.
To ask you about that. Let's
oh,
let's
my
let's
God.
Not your recipe, but okay, tell them what you did.
I took chocolate chip cookie dough, and I mushed it out in the bottom of a pan. Then I took Oreo cookies and sat those on top of the cookie dough.
Okay.
And then I took some malt,
fudge brownie mix?
Yes, thank you. Malt fudge brownie mix. And I put
malt, not just regular. Is that malt?
Yeah, there's
malt liquor in there.
No, but I do have some Bailey's over here. While you're playing,
okay.
But I put that on top of it, spread that on top, and then I put it in the oven at like 350 degrees for about 45 minutes till that cooks down. Mm-hmm. Took it out, let it cool off. I took some powdered sugar and sprinkled it over the top. And then I took some candy canes and broke them up and crinkled that over the top and cut that and had that with some ice cream. Oh, my God.
It was just as good as going to the doctor's office. It was great.
That'll be a great Christmas dessert.
That sounds so good. Okay. I'm gonna tell you what I'm doing for Christmas. This is the first time I'm doing this year, Big Mouth.
What you doing?
Okay, I'm brining a turkey. Okay.
Huh?
Usually we just season it. Brining a turkey.
So what's brining?
Brining a turkey. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, brining a turkey is trying to keep the juices in. While, you know, you cook it, smoke it, roast it. It's a process that you have to do.
Slap it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
Right, got to slap it up, flip it, rub it down, put it in the juice, let it sit in there. And that brine, the brine is a mixture of seasonings and salt and thyme and rosemead and just whatever your specialty is on how you season your turkey. But you put it in that brine for 10 maybe hours. 5 to 10 hours, you know, so it can lock the juices in. And then I'm going to continue to smoke it. Usually I just, you know, slap it up, flip it, boom, put it in on the grill. But this time I'm just going to take my time to make it juicy and, you know, ready for all the whole family to eat. So this is something new that I'm doing.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm going to let y'all know how it turned out.
Please. That sounds good.
Yeah,
That sounds really good.
I put orange peels in there. I'm putting lemon peels.
Get out. You're getting all fancy and stuff.
Okay. We got to get ready. It's that reason for the season. So, hey, look, can I say if y'all have any Christmas ideas that you have or recipes or desserts that you're cooking, call in. Let us know, 563-999-3477.
I Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff, all the things. I do try them. Some of them are really good. Some of them are good hacks, real good hacks.
Right. Y'all call in. Let us know what y'all recipes are, what you guys are doing for Christmas. Okay, 563-999-3477. Call in. Talk to us about your Christmas recipes. Talk to us about whatever you want to talk about this Christmas season.
You know, when we were talking about the doing the country count off, and I said about the Krampus, it's Krampus, and they do it in Austria.
Oh, Krampus. And you know who Krampus is, right?
Yeah, I know who Krampus. They do it in Dallas. They celebrate it in Dallas.
Okay.
Down there in Deep Ellum. And I used to
So they got big Krampus and stuff like that.
They would have all of them walking up and down the street on Elm Street. It'd be big bunches of them. And it used to kind of scare me when I first, you know, saw it or experienced it. Because they look crazy. Huh?
Right. Yeah, Krampus will come get you if you're naughty.
Well, I'm superstitious. So I used to run to the back of Harlow to get away from them walking through there. It would creep me out. I mean, it would creep me out.
They need to call 988.
Oh, right? Right. Okay. Yeah,
got
Miranda.
Some issues with the Krampus.
Yeah, Miranda. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it was. It was Krampus.
Krampus, yes. Krampus will come and get you if you was naughty. Santa Claus will come and get you if you was nice. So hope the kids will be in good this year. All y'all badass kids out there, y'all know Krampus is waiting on you.
Well, they were saying, I think it's like December the 5th is when they celebrate Krampus.
Mm.
That's the actual day where they walk around and do whatever. It's like lots of men and stuff or dressed in goat, demon. It's creepy.
Yeah, that's too much on Krampus.
It's creepy. It is
That is crazy.
Too
it's
creepy. It's Krampus.
Well, real reason for the season, though? Well, that's why I want to just remind people, the real reason for the season.
Okay, explain. Give your
reason for the season is because of Jesus Christ. Resurrected on the third day. Going to the pits of hell, getting the keys from Satano, Lucifer, whatever name y'all want to call him. Jesus did that and rose on the third day for our sins so that we could have eternal life. That's the real reason for the season. It's not about the gifts. It's about giving and love, you know. It's about giving and love. Let's let them know that, hey, this is by loving, giving, you know, giving to those who have less than us, giving to those who can't afford the, you know, the gifts and the presents. There's still a lot of people out there that are homeless, so we just want to give them a reason for the season. Jesus loves you. You know, that's the real reason for the season. Let's not just cover that up with you know, all the other things that are going on in our life. But we want to thank y'all and just remember the reason for the season.
Okay. And let's not forget we've got Hanukkah.
Yeah.
We've got
Kwanzaa.
So let's not forget those.
Let's not forget all of that. The real reason for the season, it's all about the celebration.
Yeah.
The celebration of life.
I'm just in a Christmas mood.
And that's what's up.
For the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind. What happened? want you to remember this line.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To all of you.
And we mean it now.
From the Temptations.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, unit number 3. Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon. The ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
This your boy B Original representing that Dallas, Texas, and you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl Big Mouth on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. That's What's Up.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. That's What's Up. Every time I hear that song, it seems like you're at church with your four uncles that can sing. Put that on, Tito. Put that on.
Well, you know, I was trying to do this more traditional throwback Christmas music. I wanted to have something for those people that might be listening and are cooking, and they can play that
right
in the background. And, you know, that's what it is. And it just has memories, good memories.
Yeah, take that,
so.
Eggnog. Mm-hmm. Chill with
good
family and friends.
Good memories. So, it's like a throwback Thursday, Christmas edition is what that is.
Christmas edition.
So, Miss Bev is supposed to call in. You know, since we didn't speak to
last week. Another one fan.
I know. So, I'm looking forward to talking to her. And to see what she's cooking. And
I want to see what she's cooking. Send me some of that to Texas.
I'm sure she's probably making a cake or something.
It's going to be good. I know. I want to hear what she got to
say. I have a question for you, and you may answer
okay.
this. I mean, you may have already answered it, kind of.
Okay,
in your opinion, is Christmas a religious holiday?
Right.
I'm asking.
Well, okay, well, say it again.
Is Christmas a Christmas holiday?
Oh, is it a Christian holiday or a Christmas holiday?
A religious holiday.
Well, it was supposed to be, but now it's more seeming like it's more so to get people out spending. You know, it's become a capitalist holiday, pretty much.
Okay.
Sad to hear that, because like we said, we already know what the reason for the season is, but it's become more capitalistic than for the reason for the season. You know, get out, go buy gifts, and, you know, stimulate the economy. I understand all that. Kids, you know, adults love presents and gifts. You know, the reason for giving. Because God gave his son.
Like,
so.
Gift giving is a part of this holiday?
Gift giving, God gave his son for that reason for us to have eternal life. But yes, it's the reason for the season. Giving, giving, giving. So that's the premises from what, you know, from my traditional upbringing was to give like God gave his son.
What y'all cook on Christmas?
the same
like,
thing we cook on Thanksgiving.
Do you have a traditional type dish that y'all fix? You know, like
Of course, you know the number
certain
one.
Certain dishes, because I know
number,
like
well,
on
the number two,
Thanksgiving,
one and
we
two
have
is
certain
the
dishes. Like on Thanksgiving, we have certain dishes. And then on Christmas, we have certain dishes. And then on New Year's, we have chitlins.
No, okay. See, at our household, we do the same thing for Christmas and Thanksgiving. You're going to have a dressing, number one.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to have a dressing. Not stuffing, y'all. Dressing, cornbread dressing, okay? With the giblets all in there and the onions, sage, and all of that for the dressing. And then, of course, you can't have Christmas without, you know, the turkey smoke or the ham. So those are our main two or three that we have for Christmas and also Thanksgiving. So sometimes you're like, okay, we're doing this all over again. Let's do this all over again. So that's part of my traditional life.
I can't find them. I'm just going to say it. I can't find them. You know, I hate to tell people this, but I eat chitlins. And they're delicious to me. But anyways, you know, in Dallas, I used to be able to find those 5-pound buckets.
The buckets.
The little small ones. You know,
they still got the 5-pound
like
buckets.
Pounds.
You can go anywhere
well,
in Dallas to
you
find
can't
you a 5-pound
find
bucket of chitlins.
You can't find them, and you can see them everywhere in the store out there in Dallas. This I know.
Yeah.
But out here, no. You either have to buy them in big old 20 pounds, or you just can't find them nowhere because they're not readily like they are out there. And that's
right.
What I'm missing. I want me to
chitlins. You need them chitlins. You need them chitterlings.
That's New Year's.
Or the turkey leg. You know, we can go to Rickards and get that turkey leg at Rickards.
Oh, right.
Yeah, get that turkey leg. Or get you some chitlins.
Okay.
Or get you some chitlins. Good eating. Put that hot sauce on them chitlins. Woo! Girl, you talking about good
okay.
eating.
Okay.
Okay, with that cornbread and them greens. What kind of greens?
You eat that? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, but I do. With some cornbread and I go to town.
It's not an everyday thing because we know what went on during slavery, but we ain't going to get there today. We're keeping it happy today.
We are. Yes, we are. So have you started the Christmas shopping? Have you said?
I'm so glad.
That's good.
Spending time with friends and family. That's what
one in three people wait until Christmas Eve to do their shopping. I used to be like that.
In that category right now.
I was. I just like the excitement. All the people and all. I just like all the excitement that's going on. You know what I mean?
The hustle and bustle. That's mine. That's the last one I'm getting at.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, the elbow, old lady in the throat.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, well, one in three.
No matter where you go.
The very last minute. And, you know, now with, like, Amazon, you ain't got to go nowhere. You just order it.
Right.
You know?
You know,
and I hate to say this, but I know I'm trying to be happy, but the way things are going these days, I'd rather order it and have it delivered than going into the doggone store to go get it. That's why I'm crazy now.
Right. Alleviate some of that line pressure.
Well, not only that line pressure, but you just never know when people going to jack. I said the wrong word.
Oh, they're going to jack you. They're going to jack you for the Christmas present.
I said jack off. I didn't mean to say that. Where's my mind? What am I thinking about? Two G's?
What's your mind, Octavia? Well, I ain't going to even
I
say it.
Am I thinking about you? Oh.
No, I wasn't going to even say it. I wasn't going to even say it.
Two G's.
That's
wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Throwback Thursday, the Christmas edition. I'm all excited. I was talking with my little nephew-in-law because, you know,
okay.
I have the kids are so extravagant. They love extravagant things. And I was asking
yes.
him today, like, you know, what is it I should be getting them? And they were like, don't buy anything. They said this for their birthday. They said this for, because they haven't opened up all their birthday gifts yet from all the people from their birthday party.
Okay.
They have that much stuff.
Oh, wow. You know, we didn't have it like that. We didn't have it like that. They're so privileged, but you know what? It's good to see that our families are growing and they're expecting bigger things, better things. I guess that's a part of nature, right?
Yeah. Would you rather have one good gift versus 20 okay gifts?
I would go with 20 okay gifts.
You would go with 20 okay gifts? You wouldn't go with one good gift?
I would go with the 20 okay gifts. No. That's me. I'm practical. Okay, I can have one big old gift. I'll be super ecstatic with seeing everybody getting all these other gifts and stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? I would rather have that. I would rather have 20 okay gifts that, you know, I probably would have wanted. But, you know, I'll be happy with whatever. I'll be happy with better, but I will go with the. Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question, though. What would you do? You have that one good gift, or with 20 okay gifts?
I don't know. As I got older, it was okay with me just having one really cool gift versus 50 million gifts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But as a kid, okay, I would like to have lots of presents to open up. So,
okay,
you know what I mean? As a kid, that's cool. Lots of gifts, okay gifts versus, you know, getting one big gift. I'd rather get one big gift as an adult or a teenager.
Right.
But as a kid, I would like to get multiple gifts because you just like to see fur and all that stuff.
Unwrapping it. It's the nostalgia of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the nostalgia.
Opening
up all those
presents
in front of your cousins and your friends and mom and them.
Okay,
yeah,
every year.
I'm still a child at heart. Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
I know.
And
I know. It's Christmas, and you know what? You know what?
What's up? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog. And we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as
Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Mama, Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. What's she doing in the snow anyway?
Yep. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Have you ever heard that before?
A reindeer. Had hoof prints on the forehead.
Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah.
Oh. I was just wondering.
Oh, my God. You know, come on now. A lot of these youngins ain't heard that one, but they'll laugh too if they heard it.
Yeah, I'm sure they haven't.
Yeah, they haven't.
Hey, did you know that... You know Rudolph, he had a red nose, right? And it's supposed to glow
right
in the dark and whatever. You know the real reason why Rudolph's nose was all jacked up?
Because it was cold outside.
No, it's because...
Nose all jacked up.
What did they say it
was? Sniffing too much cocoa.
Because... Did you say... No. No,
Rudolph, what you doing, man? Get out the bathroom, bro.
It was because he had some kind of infection in his nose. And that's why his nose was red.
Oh, that's sorry about that, Rudolph.
Okay, what you been sniffing in? What you done put your nose in?
Yes, Rudolph, what kind of snow you sniffing, Rudolph?
Oh, my God. Okay, more cooking, more cooking. Yeah. We got more cooking, we got more cooking.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Chimney about a half past three. There were all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Oh, yeah. This is the internationally known DJ, TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Aww.
Oh, man, I think it's going to be a good Christmas.
See, now, like, this is really cool. Like, you can, your grandmother can listen to this, and everybody can sit around the table and talk crazy and all that good stuff. All
right.
Bring back memories.
I just wanted to say, what happened to the tradition of the mistletoe?
Oh, speaking of
the mistletoe.
All right. What you got to say about the mistletoe?
Well, I mean, at some parties, yeah, if you're standing up and you pass the mistletoe and somebody's right there, your significant other or somebody you know, that you probably liking, you know, whatever, and you walk up under the mistletoe. I'm tall, so it's not too much I can walk up under. But, I mean, that was one thing that, you know, I kind of miss. And, you know, the traditional sense of what, you know, Christmas is, mistletoe. Just give them love. Give me a hug, a little kiss, some cheek, something. You know, the mistletoe probably wasn't that big in the black community. But, you know, I kind of, you know, with mistletoe was incorporated, infused into the Christmas spirit.
Okay, well, I found out that the mistletoe is like not cow dung, but it's some kind of dung. Do you know what dung is?
What?
You know,
yes,
what dung?
I know what dung means. Boo boo. Boo boo.
It's some kind of
cow
dung.
Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Okay. It's I don't know what boo boo it is. Whose poo-poo it is, I don't know. But that's what they say that mistletoe is.
Okay.
So the next time you stand under a mistletoe and you give somebody a kiss, remember you're up under some shit. I'm not trying to be, you know, but I'm serious.
Well, I'm just saying, so they, what, the mistletoe grow out the boo-boo? I thought mistletoe come from a tree.
Well, it's from the tree, but it's the dung. It's dung. I don't know. I thought I had the story. I was going to read it to you about the dung. Because I was like, ew.
Oh, man. You just ruined it. You ruined it for me. Never going to look up mistletoe again.
Okay. And hold it. You keep putting your hands on it. And you hold it over people's head. Ooh.
Did you wash that mistletoe? Did you wash that toe?
No, okay.
did you wash that toe before you put it up there, man?
You're the boo-boo man. You're the boo-boo man.
Oh, man.
Oh.
No.
Christmas boo-boo.
No.
Oh, no.
That was up.
Your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the faith alive. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Check this out. This is your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're a listener. That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Picasso. Welcome back, y'all. J2, you there?
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome.
Oh. So are you sipping on anything over there?
No, no. As a matter of fact, I'm not. You know what? I wish I had some good Crown and a little eggnog and, you know. So we just keeping it light right now, ready for the festivities. You know, I got to watch the turkey. You can't burn the meat. You can't burn the meat.
No, you cannot.
You burn turkey up, everybody going to hate you until like 2 years later.
Okay.
They still don't remember that. You remember that turkey you cooked? They don't remember the good turkey. Yeah, remember that turkey you cooked? You burnt it.
The one you burnt? It was all burnt.
Yeah. No, the good one that I had 3 years prior, the ones that was good.
No, I don't remember that one. I remember the burnt one.
Yeah.
I remember the burnt one.
Well, I remember nothing else but that burnt turkey. You burnt the damn meat.
No, I'm sitting over here. I'm enjoying some Irish cream. And
okay, you got some Baileys over there. What you missing?
I have Irish cream in my coffee. I put some in my coffee. And it is delicious.
A coffee toddy.
So I'm over here zooted. I've been zooted since this morning.
Okay.
I've been drinking Irish cream since early this morning, so, you know.
Cheers, cheers. You know, you got to stay warm. You got to stay warm, now.
Take it off.
Got to stay
Shake
warm.
Shake it off.
Got to stay warm.
Shake it off.
I do want to say to everybody out there that has a house or apartment, you know, that big freeze came in. If y'all haven't, make sure you leave your water dripping because the freeze, you know, what happened a couple of years back. Don't want your pipes to bust. Make sure you leave your pipes on a little bit.
Cover
your pipes up that are exposed. Make sure y'all do that. We don't want anybody, you know, freezing this shit. We don't need none of that. It's just all of a sudden just got really, really cold. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a home, have an apartment, make sure you just
leave
your water.
Have they opened up shelters out there for the people or what?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're opening up 900 beds for all the homeless people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Okay.
Just look it up on the site, shelters that are open. If you're out there, don't be afraid to say, hey, it is cold. You know, frostbite is real. So just make sure y'all look up all these spots. I think it's K. Bailey Hutchinson's Convention Center in Dallas and a couple other places around North Dallas, Plano, Fort Worth, Houston even, where they're serving hot meals and hot plates and giving you a place to stay while it's cold. So just look that up. If you can't find that, go to Spectrum News, Fox 4 News, Channel 8, WFAA, you know, news, and just look it up.
So you can go ahead and I really feel bad because I don't know where to send people to here. And I feel bad about that. I'm so sorry, everybody, that I'm not educated on that.
The City of Commerce, or just look it up in the area. Hey, if you guys need some place to stay, look up where you're at, wherever you are.
There's a place there. I hate to say this. There's an apartment building, couple of them, because they don't really have in Evanston. They don't really have like homeless people. They do. Don't get me wrong. They have them, but they put them in apartments.
Mm-hmm.
They're in apartments.
Wow. See, that's luxury right there.
It is luxury. So, you know, they walk around. They've been panhandling lately. I've noticed that standing on the corners and stuff. But they stay in this one hotel thing. That's where they are. You know, when you drive by, you got to be careful because they don't pay no attention because you might hit them. Or you just see the same people sitting there and on the bench looking up at the trees. And look, Ethel always... Ethel knows everybody. She knows everybody. So every time we ride past there, she has to honk her horn and say hi to whoever that is. You know that's supposed to name husband. That's supposed to name husband. Her mom put juju on him. That's why he crazy. So, anyway. Yeah, but to get back on subject, I don't know where to, send anyone to go for shelter, and I feel bad about that. So I do apologize.
Right.
If I was still out there in D-Town, you know I would know it all, but I don't know much about here. I've got to learn.
Yeah, they just had that on the news earlier, so there's a couple of different places. Like K. Bailey Hutchinson, you can't go wrong with K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center downtown Dallas. There's some shelters, like I said, between Plano, Tarrant County, the Convention Center, downtown Fort Worth, and a couple other shelters in the area. So I know that if you call, you can contact Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center or Tarrant County Convention Center, and that can lead you and guide you to where they're at in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Like I said, if you're in Chicago, just dial the number. They can dial 911 if they're needing some
help. It's crazy because before I went into my coma, prior to that, that was right when Dallas lost the electricity, remember? And it was freezing cold.
Right, right. I was in the mix of that, yes.
So, but the thing about Dallas, they have electric heat. They don't have gas heat like they have out here. So this gas heat be kicking. It be kicking.
Oh, that gas gonna get you.
But they don't have gas heating out there. They have electric heat. So when that power grid went down, we lost it. Everybody, I have all kinds of space heaters, all kinds of stuff. But what good it would do me because I couldn't plug it in because we didn't have
electricity
in the city. So
yeah,
please stay warm,
that was crazy.
Everybody.
I remember that year that everything went down. We were gathering wood and stuff like that, and just going out and giving them out to different people that didn't have gas heaters, or, you know, had a fireplace or something.
Right.
Or maybe they're outside in a trash can, just trying to stay warm. Here you go, man. Just a couple blocks of wood. You know, just trying to, you know, serve the community. That was a
you
crazy
know, they
time.
Make jackets and stuff now that with battery packs. Have you seen those?
Which ones? The jackets?
They make jackets and pants and shoes that you can put battery
you know,
packs
you push
in.
A little button, you got a heating pad.
Yeah, and then they've got this thing called hot hands or hot, I think it's called hot hands. And they're like little pad things that you put in your hands. Your gloves, because they were telling people for the game on Sunday, the Chicago game, it's supposed to be extremely cold. People are trying to give away their tickets. Tickets for the football game are as low as $9.
They're really trying to get rid of those.
Next
tickets.
Week, they'll be back up to about $50. But yeah, because it's going to be so freaking cold. People don't want to sit out
there.
See,
the thing about the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas Eve is that as one thing you got called Jerry Jones, he's going to make sure you indoors.
Right, okay. That's the big
thing. Right.
Not over at Soldier Field. It is outside.
I know Soldier Field. Soldier Field is wide open.
To the elements.
Oh, man. So. You know, that's real football fans. When you come out to support your team, that's real football fans. So when you go out, make sure you got them heating pads.
Okay. I was listening to the news.
You know, put some coal in your pants. No.
Oh, like the little boy got in his Christmas gift. That's the funniest thing. He was so mad at
Look,
them.
Put some coal in your pants. Why you got burn marks on your pants, bro? Oh, man, I was trying to keep warm at the Chicago game, man.
Man. It is that time of year. Would you like to maybe say some affirmations for people?
You know, we said this once again. Let's not forget the reason for the season, ladies and gentlemen. God gave his only begotten son so we could live and have eternal life. And you know what? Just give just like God gave. That's the purpose. Just give it what you can give. Or if you can't give, you know, at least embrace your family, embrace your friends, let them know that, hey, I love you, I'm thinking about you. It's the thought that count also. It's not always about the gifts. It's not always about the money you spend. It's about your heart. So follow your heart and give to those who are less fortunate than you. If you have it to give, give. If you don't, be thankful that, you know, that you are able, willing, here, living on the land of the living, and that you have life, so therefore you can continue to go. Whatever your problems is, whatever your sorrow is, get on your knees and give it to God. Give it to God. And he's going to give you that peace of mind. He's going to give you that peace of solitude. Whatever you're going through, just give it to him, just as he gave his son, and he is going to give back. Giving is the reason for the season. So just give, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Boo, don't you. I've been crying all day. I don't cry. Make me cry. So,
okay.
I'm just wanting everyone to have a Merry Christmas, a Merry, safe Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
And warm. Please try and stay warm wherever you are. If you don't have to be on those roads, don't.
Right.
You know, the lady barber's friend, her boyfriend is a truck driver, and he just got off the road, and it was really bad out there. It was really, really bad. And he had to go through like Iowa or Idaho or somewhere, I don't know.
Through all those mountains and stuff.
Yeah, exactly, and it's an 18-wheeler. He does long-haul 18-wheeler. So, man, but he's here. He's safe. He's home. So that's good.
That's right. To all y'all 18-wheeler drivers, be safe out there, man. If y'all listening on your CBs or whatever, be safe out there.
Okay,
take your time.
19, big buddy. Be safe out there. Be safe out there.
19, this big mouth, J2, on that breaker.
And I don't know what happened to Ms. Bev, but we wish you a Merry Christmas. We love you very
number
much.
Number one, Feezy.
Okay, what you got?
Number one, Feezy.
And Feezy. I guess I don't have much to say, so
okay.
Let's farm it as a potato. Plant you
I'm
now.
I'm just waiting on my cookies. I'm just waiting on my cookies.
The cookies, the milk and cookies. You know
my
what?
My milk and cookies.
Before I sign off, so my friend that I've known since first grade, and he knows who he is because I know he listens to the show. And then the reason why I know he listens to the show is because he texts me on Facebook and asked me a question. Was my thing I made today made from Mrs. Butterworth's butter?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Was it made from Mrs. Butterworth, or was it just made from Crockle?
You know my Jane Blaze butter.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that let me know.
I was trying to ask you, was it made from Mrs. Butterworth,
show,
or was it just made from Crockle?
It was just ready.
Lando Lakes.
Lando Lakes, exactly.
was it Miss Butterworth or Lando Lakes, if you get what I'm saying?
Nah, I know. It was Lando Lakes. It wasn't Mrs. Butterworth.
It wasn't Miss Butterworth.
Go-round. Nope, not this go-round. But I know he was listening to the show because he asked me, were those made out of Mrs. Butterworth's butter? So, anyway.
If y'all don't get it, then y'all can't get it. If y'all don't understand what we're talking about.
No, that's okay. They don't have to.
They don't have to.
All right, J2, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Mama Rock Rock.
I'm gonna wish you a Merry Christmas in the family. Okay.
Mama Rock Rock, keep your head up. Keep going. Y'all keep moving. You hear me?
Right.
And just have a happy, I was about to say Thanksgiving, a happy, merry, merry, merry Christmas. Like the farmer
and the
said,
same to you, Big Mouth.
Thank you.
The same to you with the family, all your family and friends out there. Merry Christmas, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all take care of Big Mouth.
Okay?
Don't let me have to come out there.
You so silly. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Love
that's how I'm saying. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas and all that.
That's how we say it in Dallas, right? Merry Christmas.
And you know what? Merry Christmas, y'all.
And that's what's up. Love y'all.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by choirs. folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.